lot of sermons about the Sermon on the Mount. We just have to remember that we're going to read a very, very small portion of it. I like to see it as there's so many ways to reach out, and there's so many ways you can feed. You can feed as a spiritual, and we can see it the actual feeding that took place down below or on the other side. And one of the things is Jesus spent a lot of time with the disciples right here, and that's why I want to walk from one church to the other. And that walking will give you some time to reflect on the things that we're going to see. He stayed here. He taught them there. He calmed the sea. He touched them, prepared them for daily life, like teaching them to fish. But he also came back to this area after the resurrection. So when you think about the Sermon on the Mount, remember that every single prayer, every single teaching was concluded with the Lord's Prayer. And then after you do the Lord's Prayer, you say Amen, Amen, Selah. The three is very important because according to the Jewish tradition, you confirm something only if you do it three times. You baptize three times. He asked him, do you love me? Three times. He denied him three times. If a Jew wants to become a Jew, to convert to Judaism, three times, you ask him, you sure you want to do that? You have to go through a ceremony, then you do it again, and then you do it again. So the number three is very important. So when you say Amen, Amen, Selah, you say like three times Amen, but the last time is you seal it with a rock. So we're going to do some reading, and it's one of the things that as we go along, just think about all the different languages people saying the Sermon on the Mount right up here. And if you ask why here, his ministry was just down here, and you certainly can see how you can gather a lot of people right here. And the acoustic here, you know, is kind of great. We're going to start.
This is from Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
This is regarding the Lord's Prayer. I cannot pray if I cannot say our if my religion has no room for others and their needs. I cannot say Father if I do not demonstrate this relationship in my daily living. I cannot say, Who art in heaven, if all my interests and pursuits are in earthly things. I cannot say, Hallowed be thy name, if I, who am called to bear his name, am not holy. I cannot say, Thy kingdom come, if I am unwilling to give up my own sovereignty and accept the righteous reign of God. I cannot say, Thy will be done, if I am unwilling or resentful of having it in my life. I cannot say, On earth as it is in heaven, unless I am truly ready to give myself to His service here and now. I cannot say, Give us this day our daily bread, without expending an honest effort for it, or by ignoring the genuine needs of others. I cannot say, Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, if I continue to harbor a grudge against anyone. I cannot say, Lead us not into temptation, if I deliberately choose to remain in a situation where I am likely to be tempted. I cannot say, deliver us from all evil, if I am not prepared to fight in the spiritual realm with the weapon of prayer. I cannot say, for thine is the kingdom, if I am unwilling to let the Lord take complete control. I cannot say, thine is the power, if I fear what my neighbors and friends may say or do. I cannot say, thine is the glory, if I am seeking my own glory first. I cannot say, forever, if I am too anxious about each day's events. I cannot say, amen, unless I can honestly say, cost what it may, this is my prayer.
Amen. So I'd like, as we go ahead, to give you the time to go into the church, see the mosaic floor, see the stained glass windows, and the church was built here overlooking the Sea of Galilee, where he gathered the multitude. And then we go back to the bus.
but how do we know?
Well,
you go look there, I'll look here. Know that I wasn't wandering around. I was had a purpose, looking for somebody I thought was lost. At least.
Well, I don't think we're.
Oh, no one would have noticed quite yet. Yeah.
And I signaled to her to let her know we were looking for somebody.
Okay. So you don't think I was the person?
No. Well, I'm gonna tell it.
Okay.
And you covered me, so you know.
Yeah. I covered you. I forget.
We cover each other.
Yeah.
Problem with
was churches here that sometimes they're, you know, they close at noon time, which makes it so hard to make sure that we can cover everything. So anyway, we're going to the next church. Place we're going to is the Church of the Multiplication, and if it's okay, we walk to the next one. The one that is hard time for them to walk, what you do is you get on the bus and Rabbi will bring you to the next church. But going to the next church is also kind of a challenge because it's going down the hill, but I don't think any of you want to miss it.
Okay. Love you. There's that English broom right up ahead, all that yellow. Looks like English broom. We saw that in Australia, near your dad's farm.
Yeah.
Must be kind of all over now.
Yeah.
Son, but the Father.
neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son is revealed him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment. Saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion to every man to his brother. Oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, nor the stranger, nor the
widow. And let none of the next place we're going to is the church in the whole area called Tapka. Is two words, Heptagon, seven springs. But it's important that we'll see this church, which is a Benedictine church, and the church, which is the Franciscan church, is one because it's in one area. More than that, it goes up to the hill across. Don't mistake this road that will have to cut through so many sides, because when they built the road, they didn't know that they're going to find all this right here. And this road goes many, many years back. And most of these churches were found in 1925 and 1932. Let's go and see the first one, Tapka, the site of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes.
Before they laid the pleasant land.
Come back to the bus, and if you want, we're going to walk to the next church. And if you want to walk down, remember it's down the hill and up, but I think you do want to see the next place.
See how to move.
Okay. Hispanic.
From the throne.
Say that there's now a demarcation Again, I hope I'm wrong. Sooner did I think that. My wife was the fell. And of course, your meter is in home. I've got the pressure. It's okay. I'm going to try to sneak up front and see what this is all about. Yeah. Figured out my new button. See if I'm recording, right? Now watch. Now watch. I hit it again, and I'm good to go again. So the thing is, make sure you don't hit the record when you're already recording. You won't be recording.
That's subtle.
Yeah. That's great, though. That's an excellent tool. Saves you memory. So, anyway, we give these things up to the Lord. He's in control of it all. Now, if your theory about being challenged is correct, so people are challenged at where there's tension, and they retreat.
It's level of tiredness.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's part of it.
Yeah.
And
so,
and people are overwhelmed.
Not much.
There's a feeling now you've seen so much, so monumental, so quickly. I know myself, I'm feeling almost
overwhelmed.
Sensory. Not that I'm complaining. So.
No, it's good. Because you do, you know, you visit, you remember, right. But it's not at a high creative level, that's for sure.
Yeah. But what it does for me, and I'm so glad I've got the recordings, although I missed what she was saying back in the church, but it's so good because you know now that information is there, and it becomes a challenge. Let's go back and do some research, do some study, compare things, something, whatever, so that you can, you know.
You know you can't do it all now.
Yeah.
So you have to put it on hold, put it on the back burner, however you want to put it.
Yep. You got to say, okay, I can follow up with this anytime. It's not like I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
Don't try to soak it all in. And you know, A, you can't, and B, you're probably going to learn more from reading it in a book. It's good to see it, but you know, you'll probably, at least me, I learn it more from the book. That's interesting. It looks like a well there. Oh, here's a legend here to explain it.
Which they feed like a chain, one into the other, that at a certain point they had to let through like this. So you see the water coming from different places, and the bird, the animal, look at the roof right there, there's a pony. I see on the right there, or Herax or pony.
So I gotta give Pastor Jim about this.
It refers to that animal in songs.
How is it related in songs? How is it related in songs?
Yeah,
no,
every
summer,
but
I'm not going to
go
to the next one up there.
So,
what's up,
cousin?
Oh, that's right.
pretty big, these fat little fellas.
So now we know they don't just inhabit abandoned mosques.
That's good.
That is good. Maybe we just won't manage to get the close-up just and then show this is a long shot.
Can we take a long shot once?
Yeah.
I got it, you're fine, sorry.
Almost all the events between here and Capernaum took place. they need to do. So this is also the place where Jesus asked Peter to walk on water. And when you walk, Peter walked. And he said to him, "Oh, you men of low faith. Oh, you men of low faith." But he walked on water. And there were so many things that Peter did. When he said, "This is my flesh," you know, when he refers to the bread and to the wine as blood, there's nothing worse you can tell a Jew to do because of the kosher regulations. All the other disciples turned their head, turned their back, but Peter. And we should never forget what he did at Caesarea Philippi. We were there. "Whom do you think that I am?" And he said it loud and clear. So he stumbled here and there, but he wept bitterly. And we remember what Jesus said right here. You know, we walk where we want to walk, but we come to a point that we're being led. Where was that for Jesus? The Garden of Gethsemane. And he appeared to them in the road to Emmaus. He appeared to them in the upper room. He appeared to them right here. He also tried to teach them how to go fishing. But fishing is only a parable. He was trying to give us a message how to run our life. And when they went fishing, and there's a little boat right there, you remember we said that the wind and the waves here change. And you have to be so sensitive to it. And the fishing is done at night because they didn't have nylon rods like we have today. So they had to do it at night. And what they used to do is to have something like a bell shape, knock on the water and knock them out into the net. But if you're not careful and you're not sensitive to the wind and you do that and the wind goes the other way, you scare them away. So either you catch all or you catch none. And first they caught none. I do go to some churches and I do all kinds of activities. And sometimes, you know, you can, when you come from outside, it's easier for you to observe things. Sometimes you have people that all their life is in the church. They do and they do. Sometimes it's easier for them to be there than to be at home. What is Sunday? To go to the outlet? To go to the church? To go to the family? If you do it right, there's a reason for the number to be there, 153. The 153 fish. And for others, you know, there's a lot of things that shows another complete. So this place is dedicated to Peter promising to the Roman Catholic it is the beginning of the hope. But the message that I get from this place is, do you remember what happened after? After this awesome experience, try to imagine Jesus come after the resurrection. Peter recognizes him. He doesn't recognize him and show that he does like Judith in the Garden of Gethsemane. How did he do? What do you do when you kiss somebody and kiss? "Hi buddy, how are you doing?" Right? The overwhelming, that's a beautiful statue that is done by Martini. When we go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, you see a lot of his work. And after this awesome experience, they went back to Bethsaida to do whatever they've done before. I know some of you've been here before. And at the end of this journey, each and every one of you is going to go home and you're going to do exactly what you've done before, but you'll never be the same. There's one thing I want to point out to you. Think about what Jesus said to Peter at Simon at the Caesarea Philippi, to Simon Peter. If you don't talk about it, and that's why whatever I do, and I do other things, I leave time to what I'm doing right now. If you don't share it, if you don't speak it, if you don't tell it, that's why even the Passover, you're getting to Easter. What is the thing that the Jews have to do? You have to tell the story of Exodus. You have to tell the story, and that's what we're trying to do today, as if it happened to you, so you can share it. And only then, it's alive. This is a very special place for me, maybe because you can go down to the water. Everybody went to lunch, so we have it for ourselves. You can see the beautiful church. Perfect. Perfect. That's right. I want to close it in reading. 10 minutes. Go down, see the church. We'll meet on the bus. After reading. Okay.